Blog Talk Radio. Hello and welcome to Otherworld Radio on the 7th day of February of 2012. I am Sandra Sabatini, your host on this otherworldly journey, broadcasting live tonight from the United States of America and around the world. I want to welcome our new listeners. Thank you for choosing to tune in to Otherworld Radio Network, where tonight we bring you, our listeners, the guests that you want to see and hear. It's now become a tradition on Otherworld Radio to give shout-outs, so let's go on over to www.otherworldradio.com and see on our world visitor map who we have with us. We want to give a shout-out to Australia, Korea, Greece, Czech Republic, Sweden, Kuwait, Finland, Turkey, Greece, Macedonia, Switzerland, the Netherlands, France, Bosnia, Spain, the United Kingdom, Canada, and of course right here in good old America. I want to thank you all for tuning in tonight to Otherworld Radio. Otherworld Radio is now broadcasting live around the world, and we want to thank you all for choosing Otherworld Radio Network. We always love it when you ladies and gents call in, email blast, or send us chat room questions. Remember, our radio show is truly your show. The call-in number is area code 347-857-1104. That's area code 347-857-1104. And for our international callers, remember to dial 011, then area code 347-857-1104. The email blast tonight is otherworldradio@gmail.com. That's otherworldradio@gmail.com. And don't forget, our chat room is located right on our broadcast page at blogtalkradio.com/otherworldradio. So is our Skype button. So press that Skype button and call into tonight's show. Hey, and if you missed any of that, don't worry. Just go on over to otherworldradio.com, where everything you need is right there with easy access to our radio and TV broadcasts. You know, so often on Otherworld Radio, we discuss many otherworldly topics, but tonight's show will focus on some very important subjects that we all should think about in regards to our youth and their future. Tonight we have Miss Heather A. Caton, President and CEO of an amazing nonprofit organization, the World Genesis Foundation. Tonight we will explore with Miss Caton and you, our listeners, the need for new education for youth, universities of tomorrow, world and youth today, the next generations, and more. Coming right back, you are listening to Otherworld Radio on the Otherworld Radio Network. Have you heard about the Otherworld Radio Inner Circle membership? You can always listen to Otherworld Radio Network 24/7. We always have all of our episodes archived and syndicated for your listening pleasure. With your kind donation of only $1 a month, you get to listen to all of our shows on Otherworld Radio and Earth Wisdom Radio and help to support keeping Otherworld Radio on the air. After tonight's show, go on over to www.otherworldradio.com. That's www.otherworldradio.com. And sign up for just $1 a month. Otherworld Radio, bringing you the guests that you want to see and hear. Hi there, we are back live on Otherworld Radio. And about our featured guest tonight, we have with us Miss Heather A. Caton. Miss Heather A. Caton has a degree in art education with a focus in psychology and a master's in social work with a specialization in creative arts therapy. She has an extensive background working in education settings around the globe, working with extraordinary minds in a united goal of supporting education, creating opportunity, and hope. She serves as an advocate, speaker, and instructor with published works, sharing the power of art as a vehicle for healing and discovery. Ms. Caton continues to be an active volunteer, coordinating and managing educational programs both locally and internationally. In 2006, she became a manager and instructor in Eastern Europe, focusing on education programs for youth, working in cooperation with UNESCO, which is the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, and the World Genesis Foundation. In 2007, she was elected as the Senior Director and Advisor for the World Genesis Foundation, joining their mission to leave no child without hope for the future. Based upon her innovative programs, passion, and multiple achievements, in 2010 she was elected as the Worldwide Director of Education for all World Genesis Foundation activities. And in October of 2011, Ms. Caton reached another milestone in her career when she was elected as the president, the new president and CEO of the World Genesis Foundation, based upon her vision and extraordinary accomplishments. It is with great pleasure Otherworld Radio would like to welcome Ms. Heather A. Caton to tonight's show. Hello, Ms. Caton. Are you with us tonight?
I am here, Sandra. Wow, that was quite an introduction. I have to thank you and thank our listeners for joining us tonight. I'm looking forward to the conversation.
Outstanding. I guess where we would love to start is about your own personal journey, Heather. Can you tell our listeners just a little bit about your background?
Sure, but it's going to be hard to follow the intro that you gave. Wow. My name is Heather, originally from the New England area. I do have a degree in art education, as you mentioned, and a master's in social work with a specialization in the creative arts therapy. I have been working in educational settings around the world for the last 10 years. Began working for not-for-profit organizations about 10 years ago, joining the mission of World Genesis in 2006. And as you said, just this past fall, I was elected the president and CEO of World Genesis Foundation.
Heather, from what I understand, you went into the field of social work, and you worked specifically in that field in brain injury. What drew you to that field?
You know, Sandra, it's one of those choices you make that takes your path in an entirely different direction. So I had a mentor in school and knew that I was fascinated with the mind and the brain and cognitive science and so forth. And so one morning we're all sitting around in class, all of my classmates, and we're looking into internships for the next year. And my classmate says, hands me the piece of paper and says, I want you to apply for this internship. It's with a not-for-profit adult brain injury clinic. And I thought, what? You know? and she said to me, hey, what are you here for if not to try new things and grow?
Mm-hmm.
Meaning, being in the program. So I went for it, and it all went from there.
I hear you. Okay. Well, can you tell our listeners a little bit about what creative art therapy is, how this helps with the effects of brain trauma, Heather?
Sure. Creative arts therapy is using art as a vehicle for exploration and healing, using all sorts of artistic materials that can be used for self-expression, communication, discovery, and even creating new solutions. So if I can give you an example, in the world, the survivor might have the loss of speech capabilities. So art is actually, you know, it's a universal language that transcends barriers. So you no longer really need verbal speech to communicate. So using art as a way of communicating allows me to work with somebody, and it becomes a springboard to begin conversation through images and to, you know, express feelings and thoughts, ideas and goals. And it also is really a non-invasive way and a supportive way to work through issues. So I really see art as an ongoing journey of discovery and ultimately, you know, increasing the overall well-being and quality of life for anybody that I work with.
I totally agree. Well, you mentioned the World Genesis Foundation. Can you tell our listeners how you learned of the World Genesis Foundation?
A sequence of small events.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a sequence of small, just small events that added up. No, a friend of mine that was involved with the foundation spoke of an educational project that they were involved in. And of course, you know, being in the field of education, that really piqued my interest into learning more about the foundation and their missions and their goals. So.
Okay. Well, where did the vision of World Genesis come from, and how did the foundation start for our listeners?
Oh, yeah, the foundation was founded and created by Dr. David Anderson and Serene Riponovich after a youth academy that took place in 1999. So they were having a discussion and talking about the urgent need that they saw with youth. And they saw that youth had so many unmet needs, and it truly restricted them from so much. So within talking about all this, they also saw that there was an opportunity to create change and opportunity for these youth, and that's where it began. So I really think things like this often begin with just an idea, a vision, a dream, and, you know, seeds are planted.
Indeed. Well, what prompted you personally to get involved with the World Genesis Foundation?
It's a good question, Sandra. And I got involved because I believe in the mission. I work alongside members of the team that have such drive and bring so much heart to the work. And that's really what it's about, is finding something you're passionate about, something you really believe in, and doing it.
I totally agree. I see that in 2011, you became the president and CEO of World Genesis. Can you tell our listeners about the future vision, goals, and the projects that are currently in the works?
Oh, sure. Well, the mission of the foundation is to leave no child without hope for the future. And the vision is really to continue with this mission, to bring hearts and minds together, to expand programs and outreach. And we have this wonderful support from so many people and organizations, and we want to continue creating opportunity for youth.
Okay. Well, you know, one of the questions that I have, and I'm sure our listeners have, is, you know, can the general public get involved with WGF? And the outreach, and if so, how?
Oh, thank you so much for mentioning this. Yeah, there are so many ways that someone can get involved, whether it's volunteering time, materials, making a donation. Even if you use Amazon, you can go to worldgenesis.org and click on the Hope Heart on the page, which will take you to Amazon, where a small purchase that you make, a donation, will go to the foundation. Also, you can find us on Facebook, so it doesn't cost anything to share or to extend the reach. I would also let the listeners know just to visit worldgenesis.org and click on how to support, and you can learn more about the opportunities there. And you can also contact us with any questions.
Outstanding, outstanding.
That you may have. Yeah. There's always a way to get involved. There's always a way. And it doesn't have to cost anything.
Well, is there currently an urgent projects list that people can look at and possibly peruse to get involved in more of a hands-on level?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a list of current projects that we're involved in. There's going to be a launch within the next, you know, few weeks of some new projects. So there's going to be some new things to see on the website. And we also have a lot of different projects sort of in development. So as that is coming about, they will be, all that information will be on the website for people to look at.
Great.
Join the session.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's really about, you know, sharing the mission, getting the word out, and helping in any way that you can.
I hear you. Well, I tell you, we're at almost the 20-minute mark. What I'd love to do is take just a 3-minute break. And when we come back, what I'd love to do is talk with you about what is Atlantacron. You know, I've been hearing a lot about Atlantacron, and I think that our listeners would be very, very interested in learning about this amazing, amazing, amazing program that you guys support. So what we're going to do is we're going to take just a 3-minute break, and when we come back, we'll take it back up on the other side. You're listening to Other World Radio.
know that most of our guests appearing on the Otherworld Radio Network have their books, DVDs, and more featured right in our Otherworld Radio store? Go on over to otherworldradio.com and check out the Otherworld Radio store tonight. Check out our featured selection of ebooks, DVDs, and more. When you make a purchase through our store, you help to support the Otherworld Radio Network.
And we are back live on Otherworld Radio with our featured guest tonight, Ms. Heather A. Caton, President and CEO of the World Genesis Foundation. And before we left, we were getting into a question that I wanted to address to Ms. Caton about me learning about one of your bigger projects that the World Genesis Foundation actually helps to support. And it's a youth academy called Atlanticron. Can you share with our listeners a little bit about that?
Hello, yes, I would love to. First, I'll just share a little bit about the history of Atlanticron. And it began in 1990 from a selected small group as an ideal place to go and study and learn. And it has evolved and continues today. So the Youth Academy takes place on an island on the Danube River near the village and ancient Roman ruins of Capidava in Romania. Most of the year, it's just a remote, you know, wild island, but it's truly transformed in this short time during a 10-day academy that's held during the summer. So that's a little bit about its history. There we have hundreds of youth and teachers from all over the world that come to the academy to meet, to interact, to learn together, exploring issues that are shaping the world of tomorrow. And students really have the opportunity to study with scientists, with artists, with writers, and other professionals in a really unique way. So if I could use the words of Sureen Rupanovich, the coordinator of Atlanticron, because I think he said it in such a perfect way. He said, when you mix all this together, the academy truly is a modern-day phenomenon of science and culture, of life and learning, and hope of the future for all children and people of the world.
Amazing, amazing.
I love that quote.
Indeed, indeed. Can you tell us just a little bit more about some of the programs that you have there? Because I'm looking at the site, and it's pretty impressive, the lineup of instructors that you've had and some of the topics that you've covered.
Absolutely. Well, every year we seem to have a theme that emerges, and a lot of the discussions, a lot of the presentations and seem to come from, you know, center around that theme. So if you go to the site and visit at atlanticron.org, you can see the 2011 program. And as you said, it was quite a lineup of wonderful subjects that had to do with the universe inside your mind, which was the theme. We really talk about, you know, sort of the outer space and the sciences and these sort of topics. So in 2011, it just happened to merge into talking about the inner space. So you can see a lot of the classes that were centered around that. We had everything from meditation that happened, talking about the science of mind. So you can see a lot of the topics, everything from the sciences to the arts to the music to the cultural, all center around the topic of the universe inside your mind. So
amazing, amazing what you all are doing over there. And this is in Romania?
Yes, it is actually held on an island in the middle of the Danube River.
Oh, that is great. That is great. Well, you know, looking at some of the youth that are on the site, I mean, there are various different ages. I'm really interested about them. And what countries have been represented there on the island?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's completely open, the academy, youth academy, to the public. So we have had some really extensive reach. We've had people there from Ireland, of course from the U.S., Romania, the country of Moldova. We've had people there from Thailand, from Italy. So the reach is quite extensive, and so this year we hope to have an even more culturally diverse group of people.
What is the count of the students there that were there at Atlanticron last year, and the age groups? I mean, I'm seeing small children here and what looks to be college-age students. I mean, it looks like, you know, they have programs there just for everybody.
Yeah, it's actually pretty amazing. The average age group of the students that come to the academy are between the ages of 16 and 24. But this year, past year in particular, we had our largest group of younger children who actually came to the academy with their families. And so we designed an entire program of science, of art, of culture, of music that was centered to this younger generation. And it was pretty amazing to see. I mean, they were public speakers, they were performers, and they truly had a great experience. It was a lot of fun.
Wow. It sounds phenomenal. Well, you know, we're talking at this point about education. And you discussed a little bit about, you know, some of the educational opportunities that there are at Atlanticron. And, you know, as we look towards the future and about our youth, what I'd love to do is ask you about, you know, being active with youth in education. Do you think that there is a need for a change in education, Heather?
I definitely think there's a need to shift and refine education. So, you know, I think we have to ask questions like, what is the purpose of education? What is the definition of knowledge? How should education be structured or not structured to meet the needs of the 21st century learners? And, you know, even more so and more in depth, you know, what are the needs of the next generation? You know, I think of that quote by Albert Einstein who said, we can't solve problems by using the same kind of thinking we used when we created them.
Very true.
And I think about, the youth today and how the world has changed, and it continues to change at such a rapid pace. And when you look at youth today, even the way that they think, youth really have a way of viewing and experiencing the world with the totality of their environment. So with this, there's a possibility of mismatch when it comes to education today, when we have our old ways of thinking and of learning and of teaching. But I do believe we're on our way to these new answers, and I do believe we're on our way of viewing education differently.
Well, let me ask you, you know, as we look at the education system, we look at the collegiate system, you know, something just isn't working out for this youth, for this generation. You know, one of the questions I have for you are, you know, what are the things that are working in education and what is not working in education?
Well, what I see happening is definitely a shift in education. What I see working is technology being integrated. I see interdisciplinary study where students are learning not from a one-point perspective, but are learning from a multiple perspectives, which I think is wonderful when you have all these different types of learners, that education is not linear but circular. And I really believe that when you have learning from multiple perspectives, that it sometimes is a difference between learning something and knowing something. So that part's really, really great. But I still think, you know, when you ask what's not working, you know, that we still have a way to go with just refining education. So I listen to people, and a lot of people might say we need to, you know, tear down the old walls, or, you know, and I think to myself, well, it's not just the walls of the classrooms, but it's the walls, metaphorically speaking. So like the walls that we've built around our subjects or our disciplines, and even within our language, it's very fascinating to me. And I think that we have to remember that the walls don't separate us from the world.
Well said, Heather. Well said. What do you think are the important skills for the next generation and for future generations?
Ooh, that's a good question for our listeners. That's really a tough question. You know, and you know, I would ask that to our listeners tonight. You know, I'm really interested in knowing people's opinions on this. In my opinion, I personally think skills like problem solving, communication, team building, leadership, critical thinking are going to be important assets for you. But I really feel fostering things like curiosity, imagination, and wonder are going to be the keys.
Indeed, indeed. Well, let me ask you, how do you envision education for our youth in the future, and what would this look like to you, Ms. Caton?
You know, I envision education that'll embrace the whole environment, and I spell the word whole with a W-H-O-L-E, that our youth are in today and will be in tomorrow. You know, like how do we envision education for a future that we can't even imagine? I mean, we literally can't imagine because things are changing so fast. And I'm sure everyone's, you know, familiar with the notion that, you know, in students in some of the fields, what they learn in their first year will become obsolete by the time they get to their third year of school. So, you know, it's a good question. But, you know, and I would ask, you know, when you say, you know, what the future classrooms look like, what won't they look like? You know, we already have virtual classrooms. We have outdoor academies. We have classrooms with walls. We have classrooms without walls. You know, so I think of a quote from Dr. Anderson. He's the co-founder of World Genesis Foundation. And, you know, he said, the potential possibilities of any young mind may simply be the most fascinating, stimulating, and powerful concept in our universe. And with that said, I think creating that begins with a conversation like we're having today, Sandra, and with our listeners.
I agree, Heather. I agree. Well, let me kind of shift focus just a little bit, because I know that you've been asked to be a speaker, a featured guest speaker at the 2012 Pythagoras Conference. If I may, what was your deciding reason to accept? It's a very diverse lineup of speakers there on that website. And what would your presentation focus be about?
Yeah, and, you know, first I want to just say thank you so much. It's an honor to be invited and to participate as a guest speaker at the conference. I personally am going to be speaking about the need for new education for youth and the universities of tomorrow. I think it's an important and a necessary facet to discuss the need for a new shift in education for the learners of tomorrow, the 21st century, or the digital learners. So we're going to ask the questions, we're going to explore the questions, like how to educate our youth for a world that we can't imagine, and what will those universities look like, you know. It's about exploring those questions and creating those answers together.
What was your deciding reason to accept coming to the conference? I mean, it's like I said, it's very, very diverse, and this topic usually isn't something really addressed in some of these conferences that you see around the world. So for the first time, this is actually being brought to the public in a global setting, what you're actually going to be addressing to the world at this conference. What was, you know, your deciding reason to accept that? And if I may, also a part two to that, why do you feel that Pythagoras Conference is the place to share with the world the youth today, you know, the next generations, and as far as this new paradigm that we're talking about in education?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think one of the focuses of Pythagoras Conference is about the breakthroughs and shifts in thinking about science and consciousness. So, of course, this requires, you know, breakthroughs and shifts in thinking about education as well. So I think it's a wonderful platform to explore the subject together.
Okay, wonderful. Well, I'll tell you what, we have a very interesting comment here from someone that you may know. And what I'd love to do is actually play something for our listeners for you to really think about what this guest speaker is talking about. And this is just a little snippet of Pythagoras Conference Global.
Breakthroughs in science and consciousness also require breakthroughs in education for our youth. We cannot guarantee we can build the future for our youth, but it is the responsibility of everyone to build our youth for our future. Our children represent one-third of our population, but are all of our future. They are the living messages we send into the future that will shape our world, our society, and each other. At the upcoming Pythagoras Conference, join me as we discuss and work together as one world to ensure we leave no child without hope for the future, to ensure that every child's light shines at its highest potential in the education of tomorrow, today.
And that, of course, was Heather A. Caton, who's going to be a featured guest speaker at the Pythagoras Conference Global 2012. We invite everyone to go over to pythagorasconference.com, check out Ms. Caton's listing, as well as all the amazing guest speakers that are going to be there. What we're going to do is we're going to take a quick three-minute break to go grab a beverage, and when we come back, we're going to talk with Ms. Caton about her final thoughts and maybe even throw in some supplemental questions here to her if she could stay with us just for a little bit longer. You are listening to Other World Radio.
Did you know that most of our guests appearing on the Otherworld Radio Network have their books, DVDs, and more featured right in our Otherworld Radio store? Go on over to otherworldradio.com and check out the Otherworld Radio store tonight. Check out our featured selection of ebooks, DVDs, and more. When you make a purchase through our store, you help to support the Otherworld Radio Network. And we are back on Otherworld Radio. I am Sandra Sabatini, your host, and joining us is our featured guest tonight, Ms. Heather A. Caton, President and CEO of the World Genesis Foundation. Heather, are you still with us?
I am here, Sandra. Glad to be here with everyone tonight.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, let me ask you, because as I'm looking through the website here at Atlanticron on our break, I was looking at some of the section called, was it Impressions? Can you tell our listeners a little bit about that section?
Oh, absolutely. The Impressions section of the website is really informative and great because it's where we archive a lot of the photographs. We archive radio shows and presentations from past guests we have. So it's completely free. You can go there and listen to these presentations that we've had from some wonderful, amazing people, you know, like Edgar Mitchell, Ed Bell Bruno, George Roeder, and so many more.
Wow, that's incredible. That's incredible. Also, too, for our listeners, if you go over to the Atlanticron website, you'll also see some wonderful photos that they have of all the youth that were invited to come to that academy. How far does that go back? Because I see that you guys have like a ton of photos on that website.
Yeah, the photographs are archived, I think, into 89 or 90 when the Academy started. So you'll see some real old ones there, black and white ones of, you know, just a few when the Academy took place. And now we have such wonderful photography instructor that has come and shared his expertise and knowledge and really given students a chance to explore the opportunity and learn so much more about photography and using a camera. And a lot of the photographs you'll see on there, they're just amazing photographs, and they're really taken by a lot of the students there.
Well, you know, Heather, I always ask my guests on Otherworld Radio what their major influences were. And I'd love to ask you, who influenced you the most in your journey?
In the world of education, I would say, you know, we all probably have a teacher we remember or that stood out to us and hopefully in good ways. And there were a few of those in my path as well. There were a few teachers that either really fostered a talent that they saw in me that I didn't even see in myself at the time, or just created a space for me to explore things and discover a spark on my own or an area of interest. And those are the teachers that I remember the most. And I've actually, you know, taken the time to reconnect with them, you know, even, you know, many, many years later, just to thank them and to let them know how much of an impact they had, in such a great way in my life and the life direction that I chose.
I hear you. Well, let me ask you this. You know, I had the pleasure last year of reading one of the documents that was on the Atlanticron site about crystals and gems. And I was really surprised that you authored that paper. You're very versed in the subject on gems and crystals. And I know this might be just a little bit off topic, but can we explore how you became involved in this?
Well, I've always had a connection with rocks. You know, they've always been in my pocket since I was a little kid. You always find rocks in my pocket or, you know, in my room, or somebody maybe, you know, gave you a little gemstone or a crystal and you kept it in a little treasure box or something. So, but it didn't come until much, much later that I started, more seriously thinking about the subject, talking about the subject and researching about the subject. And really it was through a lot of mentors that I had and guides that really encouraged me to, you know, explore something I had a really deep interest in. So, you know, I had the opportunity to work with an amazing a gentleman who has his PhD in alternative medicine, and had the chance to work with him and learned so much, and still learning every day. It's a process and a journey in and of itself. But that's how I really got involved with it, and have been for the last few years.
Well, you know, I also have seen as well, because we've gotten to know each other a little bit this past year, about you being the instructor in the PsyArts program at Atlanticron. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about the PsyArt program?
Sure. Yeah, the PsyArt program here again was sort of, it started off as just a quick vision that I had. I think sometime before 2006, and the vision was to bring, you know, we talked about sort of the interdisciplinary studies and breaking down the walls and barriers between subjects and disciplines and education, and how I, you know, really wanted to push the interdisciplinary of studies and studying of these subjects from not just a single point of view, but multiple points of view. So I had this vision of bridging the sciences with the arts, because in my own experience in my life, I've always been very fascinated and inspired by the sciences, and it has really driven my artwork. So I started thinking about the connections between science and art and how they've really enhanced each other in so many ways. I mean, if you think about, you know, astronauts in space, they were artist renditions of what that looked like, you know, before we could photograph them. So if you think of just textbooks today, I mean, the artist rendition of everything from biology to history to, you know, so many of the sciences. Of physics and, you know, and astronomy and such. So, you know, I saw a connection there that, you know, could bring people to a deeper understanding of what they were studying and where that could take them. And usually if one person, you know, in a subject, if you have a group of people and you have people that are scientists, and you have people that are artists, you have people that, you know, are disciplined in this subject or this subject. You bring them together, and somebody has a breakthrough, it usually means more than one person has a breakthrough. And, it, you know, within that moment, you could see how, you know, a particular issue or problem or a thought or an idea can be taken to the next level. So the PsyArt project came together through that line of thinking. So what we did is we created a project that brought the disciplines together on the island. So we had the science professors working with the art professors and students that were interested in the sciences working with students that were interested in the art. Together in one team, and not only just thinking about the project and talking about it, but teaching each other and learning from each other about, you know, where one person excelled or had an interest, teaching how that sort of fit together with another person. You know, way of thinking and interest. So it was fascinating. And we had a team that was interested in learning about multimedia, actually documenting the whole process of how it was an interactive art exhibit. So it involved technology, it involved sciences, it involved communication, it involved motion and light and color and all these things. And the team had to really come together to figure out how this was going to be put together, how this was going to work, not just from a technical standpoint, an engineering standpoint, but also an aesthetic standpoint, an interaction standpoint. So this project did come together in a live interactive exhibit that we called Songs of Atlanticron. And it was an amazing amazing project that came together, and it's still growing.
Well, it's an amazing project that you have there that you had, and if you look at some of the pictures over at Atlanticron, what is the website again, Heather, for Atlanticron?
It's www.atlanticron.org.
Okay, and I think that also there's a YouTube channel as well, so that you can also check that out. One question I have for you, do you find that teachers can often learn from their students?
That's an amazing question. Yes, I think that oftentimes as much as students learn from teachers, as teachers learn from students. You know, I love teaching, but I am forever a student. I think there's a give and take that happens, and you know, I love to see that classrooms today and the opportunities that are being created are student centered and not as much teacher centered, teacher facilitated and teacher mentored, but the idea of students teaching and the idea of having a classroom, you know, centered around their learning and topics and things that truly resonate, and having the ability to create and to problem solve and do that with each other, I think is so important in education.
I totally agree. Well, let me ask you something. What do you feel that the future holds for you, Heather? You have so many wonderful projects going on. What does the future hold for Heather Caton?
We shall see. It's still working itself out. I'm still in discovery of all these things. You know, I'm like I said before, Sandra, I think, and for our listeners here, you know, you find something that you really believe in, you find something that you're passionate about, you find something that you love to do, and you find a way to do it. And the foundation work, working with youth, education, it's truly an extension of what I believe with all, you know, of my heart and of who I am. And so I know my path will continue to create opportunity. And, you know, I really believe in the idea of youth having the opportunity to find their voice, to reach their highest potential, to question, to discover, and to find what they're passionate about. So I'm going to continue on that path.
Awesome. Well, let me ask you, Heather, do you have any final parting words for our listeners out there?
Oh, I always have something to say. you know, just I'm really excited and want to thank you so much, Sandra, for having me here tonight on the show to be able to share with our listeners. You know, I'm really looking forward to the upcoming Pythagoras Conference and to explore these ideas and so many more, you know, topics and speakers. So, you know, if people want to learn more, they can visit the PythagorasConferenceGlobal.com to learn more about what's going on. They can also, you know, purchase their tickets there for the conference. And if they use the code WGF2012, a donation will be made to the World Genesis Foundation, supporting education for youth in areas of the world where little or no opportunity exists. So I just want to thank everyone tonight. I look forward to the conference. I look forward to the conversation. And I want to ask the listeners, you know, one question. If the youth are the messages we send into the future, what will those messages be? So I'm gonna have a pause and let everyone take that in. And maybe I'll see them at the conference and they'll have an answer for that question for all of us.
Indeed. Well, Ms. Caton, I want you to know it's been a pleasure and honor to get to know you this past year, to see and learn about your projects, to hear about your passions that are close to your heart, and the amazing outreach that you're part of with the World Genesis Foundation. Your work and those of your colleagues of the World Genesis Foundation are a true light in this world, not only creating tremendous hope for just the youth, but for all humanity and for all generations to come. Thank you, Heather.
It's true. I have an amazing team. It's a collective effort. There's no doubt about that. And it's an honor to be working with them and the people I know I'll be working with in the future. So I thank you so much.
Well, you take care, Heather. And remember, listeners, to join me and our new Other World Radio team as we challenge your paradigm and shake up your Tuesday nights as we broadcast live from Louisville, Kentucky, in the United States of America at 11 p.m. That is 11 p.m. Remember, you can always go to www.worldtimeengine.com, which is a world time converter, and check the time difference to tune in to our radio broadcast worldwide. And for upcoming shows, go to www.otherworldradio.com and our sister site, www.earthwisdomradio.com. And to all of our listeners around the world tonight, we thank you so very much for tuning in to Other World Radio on the Other World Radio Network. This is Sandra Sabatini on behalf of my wonderful guest, Ms. Heather A. Caton, wishing you a good night wherever you may be.
Good night. Thank you.